Well, I guess we'll go ahead and get started. It's 4 o'clock, and I'm going to call this meeting to order. We'd like to welcome you all to this open regular council meeting over teleconference. Today's Thursday, May 21st, 2020. If you would, please join me in prayer. Dear Lord, we come today, and we just thank you for another day of life, Lord, and we just thank you for letting us gather together today to do the city's work. Lord, we just ask you to let it be in the best interest of our community and the best interest of our citizens, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be with all of the people that around the country and world that have been affected by coronavirus, Lord, just continue to watch over them and heal the ones that are sick, Lord, and put your arms around all of our first responders and healthcare workers, Lord. Lord, we thank you for giving us our soldiers overseas as the ones back home to fight for our country so we can do this kind of thing right here today, Lord. And most of all, we thank you for the price you paid on the cross for our sins so we can have salvation with you. In your wonderful and precious name we pray. Amen. Roll call. Mr. Zach Beck.
Here.
Ms. Paula Bradley.
Here.
Myself is Kelvin Green here. Mr. Ben Tucker.
Here.
Ms. Deborah Hahn.
Here.
And Ms. Leslie Hash.
Here.
All right, we're all here, so we're going to move on to public comments. This time, we'll welcome public comments. Speakers are limited to a maximum of 5 minutes. The council can't respond to matters not listed on the agenda until scheduled at a future meeting. And if there's anyone on the call that has any questions or concerns about COVID-19, I ask that you hold those questions and comments for whenever we get under new business that's on the agenda. So if you would, hold those questions then. So I'll open the floor up for public comments at this time. All right. One more chance there for public comments. If not, we're going to move on to the consent agenda. All right, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Approval of the minutes of the April 30th, 2020 special called meeting.
I make a motion to approve.
That's and Leslie. That was Paula. Was that you, Paula?
No, Leslie. No.
Leslie? Okay.
This is Paula. I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve made by Leslie and a second by Paula. All in favor of approving the April 30th, 2020 special called meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. All right, moving on to old business. Discuss and consider a resolution authorizing the expenditure of 4B funds to contribute up to $20,000 to non-home-based storefront businesses located inside the city limits of Archer City for assistance to pay rent, utilities, and general operating costs in a second phase of an additional $20,000 if necessary. This is going to be resolution number 415.
Okay, this is the second reading followed by approval for resolution 415, which will approve the project that we discussed last month, the business stimulus fund project that 4B has sponsored. Do we have any questions on that before I read the resolution?
Well, this is Deborah. I was just wondering if you had any applications yet.
18.
Wow.
Yes. It's been a very, very big response to it. The application deadline was yesterday, and I delivered the applications to 4B today, and they will, I think they're going to meet next week and review those.
Okay.
Okay, resolution 415, whereas the Archer City Growth and Development Corporation, a Type B Economic Development Corporation organized pursuant to Chapter 505 of the Texas Local Government Code, has recommended a project wherein the ACGDC proposes to contribute up to $20,000 of 4B sales tax funds to non-home-based storefront businesses located inside the city limits of Archer City, which will provide assistance to pay rent, utilities, and general operating costs to promote expanded business development. And whereas the ACGDC also proposes to fund a second phase, which will contribute up to an additional $20,000 if necessary to non-home-based storefront businesses located inside the city limits of Archer City, which will provide assistance to pay rent, utilities, and general operating costs. And whereas pursuant to Texas Local Government Code 505.159, the public hearing requirements have been met, and whereas the City Council has been asked to approve the project by adopting this resolution pursuant to Texas Local Government Code 505.158, because it will require the expenditure of more than $10,000 by the ACGDC, and whereas this resolution has been given two separate readings, one on April 30th, 2020, and the second on May 21st, 2020, in accordance with Section 505.158 cited above. Whereas the City Council desires to authorize the project, now therefore be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Archer City, Texas, that the project be, and it is hereby approved and authorized, approved and adopted on the 21st day of May 2020, to certify which, witness our hands as the Mayor and City Secretary respectively set forth below.
Can I get a motion to approve resolution number 415?
This is Paula, and I will make a motion to approve resolution number 415.
Can I get a
this
second?
Leslie and I'll second.
All in favor of approving resolution number 415, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. All right, moving on to new business. Discuss and consider the Arch City Police Department 2019 Racial Profiling Report. Chief Perrin.
As you guys can see on the page 4 of your packet, we have the numbers there of traffic stops that were conducted during the year of 2019, and then the demographic breakdown follows based on gender and then race and ethnicity. Nothing's really changed from previous years. It seems to fall right in place with the demographics that are represented in the service area where we work. So unless anybody really has any questions, that's really the gist of it right there.
Y'all have any questions on his racial profiling report?
I have a quick question. This is Leslie. Justin, on the contraband found, that on drugs it's like 62%, alcohol 23%, is that percent of the total number of stops?
No, that is going to fall into place where it talked about searches right above that, where searches were conducted, whether it was consent,
okay,
because of probable cause or contraband, that is okay, what was found, not based on the total stops. Because just above that, too, it says 49% were searched, with 51% of the traffic stops not searched.
Okay. So of the 49%, which is about half of the stops, 62% of that was drug found.
Yes, ma'am. Some type of drug.
62% of the 49.
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
any
thank
other?
You.
Go ahead. Was someone going to ask Chief another question? All right. If not, can I get a motion to approve this Arch City Police Department 2019 Racial Profiling Report?
It's Deborah.
It's
a motion.
Okay, Deborah made a motion. Deborah made a motion to approve it, and Zach seconded it. All in favor of approving the Arch City Police Department 2019 Racial Profiling Report, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, moving on to other new business. Discuss and consider a resolution denying Encore's request to increase distribution rates. Kim Witsit.
This is on page 5 of your packet, resolution 416. This is what I kind of refer to as housekeeping, and this is a resolution that was sent to us by our Encore City Steering Committee. They're the legal group that monitor Encore's rate increases and advise us on what to do. So we have been recommended to deny Encore's amendment to distribution cost recovery, and which is an increase for Encore. And then this will go back to the attorneys, and then they'll deal with PUC on it. So today we just need an approval on 416 to deny the increase.
Can I get a motion to approve resolution number 416?
It's Leslie. I'll approve it.
Leslie made a motion to
approve.
And that was Deborah?
I think it was Ben and Leslie.
Okay. Leslie made a motion. Ben made a second. All in favor of approving resolution number 416, please say aye.
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 And the last part of new business here is discuss and consider COVID-19. I just want to remind you that our disaster declaration that we currently have in effect expires on May 30th of 2020. I'm going to do some calling around over the next couple of days to probably Lance Liggett. He's our TDM, Emergency Management Coordinator for our region here, and try to get some guidance on whether we can should let that expire or whether we need to let it continue. And then we'll go with his – I'll consider his guidance on that. I'm sure as most of you have seen that there's been one positive case confirmed in Archer County. And I did get it confirmed with local health officials that that case is not within the city limits of Archer City. And at the time of this meeting, and right now at 4:11, there still has not been a confirmed positive case of COVID-19 within the city limits of Archer City. That's the only information that I have on that case in Archer County is that it's not in Archer City. And that's the governor. Last little update is I'm sure most of you have seen that phase two of Governor Abbott's reopen Texas plan, and that included our last business that has still been affected or still been closed, which was the American Legion. They're able to open up Friday off of his plan. I know that there's still limited capacities at our restaurants, still limited capacities at the American Legion. The country club's doing things different. People are still affected by it, but that's the last business that will be reopened. So that's really all the update I have on that at this time. If there's any questions, y'all can ask those now. And if there public's on the line, if y'all have any questions, now would be the time to ask that. Well, if there's no questions, appreciate everyone calling in and taking time out of your day so we can have this meeting, and with being a little different over teleconference, but I think once again it went pretty smooth, and thank y'all. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
This is Ben. I'll make that motion.
I get a second?
Second.
As Zach made a second, all in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 All opposed, the same sign. Will be adjourned at 4:13. Thank you all.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.